It's already a struggle for many working parents to find childcare in Kentucky. And now that coronavirus has shut down most providers in the state and cut enrollment in those that are still open, the situation is getting even worse. Reporter Jared Bennett has more.
Before the pandemic, the iKids Childhood Enrichment Center in Marshall County cared for about 75 kids. The center is one of few still open, but it only has 12 children of essential workers enrolled. It didn't take long for Jennifer Washburn, the executive director of iKids, to figure out the arrangement was not sustainable.
I'm looking at the bottom line. We are now in the negative, and I have to make a decision. Do I continue to even do the service I'm doing now?
Fewer kids means a lot less tuition paid. At the same time, Washburn says complying with the state's requirements for childcare centers serving essential workers has added to her expenses. She needs two staff members where she used to need just one, and she took out a small business loan in April for just under $60,000. She expects the money to last through June, but if things continue the way they are, with no plans to fully open up childcare centers, Washburn says her business will be in trouble.
This is not a profit-making endeavor. It is a community service, but when that money runs out, I have nothing left.
Most experts in Kentucky think recent federal and state aid won't be enough to sustain the childcare industry. The Center for American Progress, a liberal think tank in Washington, estimates Kentucky could permanently lose up to 42% of its childcare capacity without additional support from the federal government. For the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting, I'm Jared Bennett.